I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guessing this song is playing, Jimmy, because Kevin Bacon is celebrating a birthday today.
That is correct.
KB.
Kevin Bacon is 67 today. This is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I'll tell you about Funky Buddha in a second. Kevin Bacon, I happened to be watching one of his movies last night. Start flipping around TV on Stars. Wild Things.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen that movie before, but that's a good one.
I don't think about Kevin Bacon when you say that name.
He happens to be very good in the movie.
Is he very good? He's one of them actors. I don't know if they're a good actor or not, but
I don't know if he's a good actor. Like, I don't know. Like, he's been in a lot of great movies. Footloose and A Few Good Men.
KB.
Hollow Man.
We're talking about like the same Hollow guy. Man. Same guy here, KB. I mean, dude, he's generational actor.
Kevin Bacon is generational?
What do you love him in?
This show that was god-awful. Called The Following. Oh, man. That's what really opened me up to KB being a great actor. No joke.
I think he's a good actor, but I don't think, like, if I make a list of, you know, like, great actors who I love watching them in films, I'm not certain Kevin Bacon's on the list. He's not a bad actor. He's a good actor.
He's a strong C plus.
Yeah, like B minus, yeah.
No way.
You think he's a great American actor?
Yeah, I think he's B plus for sure.
Well, great wouldn't be B plus.
No.
A minus? B plus at the worst. A minus. KB, 100%.
I'm looking at it. I don't know. He's decent. Hollow Man's my favorite.
Wild Thing.
Apollo 13?
You know what?
It's hard. 13.
It's hard. It's harder for him because he's not attractive at all.
Oh, Kevin Bacon,
get out of here!
Now you're just being crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Kevin Bacon is a good-looking human.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon,
and he's 67 now. Married to Kira Sedgwick. Oh, he's beautiful.
Wow.
He got a little skeleton face.
I think we all have skeletons under our face.
But he looks like he's a little sick when he's not sick, but he looks sick.
No. Dude, KB's got a good set of lettuce on his head as well. Like,
oh, beautiful head of hair, yeah. Salon. I'm with you on that. Yeah. But
67.
But underneath the hair comes the face.
Right. And the skeleton. It's universal.
Crazy Stupid Love. KB's in that as well.
Not familiar with that one.
Crazy Stupid Love, Hawk?
Have you seen Wild Things?
Me?
I have seen Wild Things.
No, Solana.
Oh.
Never seen Wild Things.
Oh.
But I know the scene. I know the pool scene.
Right. No, everybody knows the scene. Nobody has to see. Like I always say, like, nobody's ever seen Black Swan completely. Mm-hmm. But everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Wild Things happens to be a good movie, though.
Fellas, this might be a cultural line. Kevin Bacon's a looker. Because I see it in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Think he's Matthew McConaughey? No. But I don't think he's a bad looking. But I don't think he's a bad looking guy.
I think his whole life is a C+.
KB has aged better than Leonardo DiCaprio. It's not even close.
You laughed halfway about saying that dumb stuff you just said.
Yeah, nobody's biting.
Look up. No.
Ever
look
see
up,
Wild Things, Jimmy? No. Jimmy, ever see Wild Things?
Surprisingly, no.
Never saw it.
Wow. No.
Wow. You and Solana should watch it together.
I don't want that night to end up at my house.
Anyway. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha.
Get out the bathroom. Solana!
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Every Tuesday night, that's tonight, is poker night at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., they have free Texas Hold'em tournaments. So that is tonight, Funky Buddha. And then not tomorrow night, but the night after. So Thursday night is their next Dungeons and Dragons night, which is wildly popular there. Their Dungeons and Dragons night goes not just in the main dining room. It goes to all three rooms there. That's how many people show up for that.
It's crazy to me, but like what you like.
Like what you like. They should put Wild Things on the TVs on a night like tonight. There's not real sports going on. Is there anything going on tonight sports-wise besides Heat Summer League? Oh, I guess there's a Marlins game tonight, Solana.
Marlins play tonight against the Reds at 7:10. You've got the Miami Heat playing in some Summer League action against the Warriors. And that's pretty much it.
It would ruin the
night.
Are
those your headlines? Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I do have one other interesting note.
If you put the Wild Things scene on at a Dungeons and Dragons night with those guys, they'd have to go home. It ruined the whole night.
They wouldn't know what to do.
They know what they're going to do. Lying in the bathroom.
I don't play Dungeons and Dragons, but I think you might catch me in that line as well.
Come on, Norman. Go to hell. Leave me alone.
I do have two other notes, part of headlines. TSA, you guys see this? Phasing out people or passengers having to take off their shoes while going through security.
Yeah, I don't like it. Mm-mm. Because I've got pre-check. So I don't have to take my shoes off.
Bingo.
I want the rest of you all to have to take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the great pleasures of going through pre-check.
Yep. Pre-check, and I got clear.
Right.
So I don't even have to take my ID out, chump.
I like it. I see everybody taking off their shoes. I just waltz right through the thing.
I don't even go to the actual, you know, they have the TSA check-in. I go to the normal check-in, but because they have TSA, they hand you a little thing. You don't have to take your laptop out of your book bag. You don't have to take off your shoes, because I want the regular people without TSA to see me going through without my shoes.
I don't think that's true.
It is true.
No, if you're at an airport that has TSA pre-check, some of them don't have it, and they don't have separate lines, and so they do give you the little pass. But if they have TSA pre-check, you can't just show a pass.
You don't show a pass when they actually scan your ID right before you get to the metal detectors and the whatever the thing where you put your bag. they hand you a little piece of paper that you hang right, to the attendant.
The past that I was just telling
Hawk,
you about.
Right.
Hawk, we're northern tri-county guys, and we usually go to Fort Lauderdale, which they just have TSA. This raggedy-ass Miami airport.
Nah, don't do that.
They send you through the regular line and give you this
raggedy. They don't have
raggedy,
TSA pre-check?
Of course
they
Miami?
Give you this little raggedy ticket. And then you have to give the ticket to the people.
No,
it
you
sucks.
Don't. No, you don't. They have a yes, TSA pre-check at gate one if you fly American. They have another one, I think, at gate six if you fly American. And if you
don't. Oh, so what about 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Yeah, they have two TSA pre-checks in that first terminal, and then they have one
I've
in every other terminal.
I've been recently where they gave me that raggedy-ass card, mm-hmm. and it may have been MIA.
But – maybe because it was too early and the TSA pre-checks hadn't opened. They don't open before 6 a.m. I'm not joking.
What do you think? I'm flying somewhere at 4:30 in the morning?
And I tell you, Fort Lauderdale, I don't know if they're, you know, if they have some special treatment of their employees, but you can go TSA pre-check around the clock.
Well, greater point is if you don't have pre-check, you should be taking your shoes off as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't vote for this.
The Fort Lauderdale airport better than Miami airport to me is so lame.
Oh my goodness.
All it is is that there's less people. There's less people in Fort Lauderdale. That's it.
I was at Fort Lauderdale airport.
Arguments, I want to punch you in your face.
I was at Fort Lauderdale airport last week. My terminal had a Rocco's Tacos. And other restaurants, yeah. I can't think of.
They had a Shula Burger right there next to Rocco's Tacos.
Shula Burger.
Oh, okay.
Shula Burger.
Okay. Yeah.
What do they have at MIA?
Pizza Hut.
And popcorn. Like, it's terrible.
Quiznos. They've got Quiznos. They have Quiznos in Fort Lauderdale? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
how about
they did
how about I have to buy... How about I have to buy a new pair of shoes to walk through that big-ass Miami terminal? Oh, I'm at C-92. Where am I taking off from? C-672. I'm taking off from C-672. I'm 600 places away from my gate. Miami
all these
sucks.
People,
Miami,
all these
listen,
people
bro,
on
Miami's
their cruise
the worst airport
ships,
in the
they're
nation.
They're getting to a cruise ship, and they're landing at MIA, and they're taking up all the space, and they're like... they're like, where's my tropical drink? I got to get to Bayside. Get out of my way.
Now, they breathe on you. Everybody in Miami breathes on you.
FLL or PBI. Those are the two airports, man.
I'm with you. I hate Miami.
Because you're a coward. They have La Carreta. They have La Carreta PBL.
Yeah, PBL. No. You having a PBL?
You know what? They do. They do have La Carreta at FLL.
Maybe they the do. Ventanita. Maybe the Ventanita, but they don't have the full restaurant experience.
I don't know. I don't know these Spanish names you're saying, okay. But I know that FLL is better than Miami. Mm-hmm.
Tell you what.
100%. Just less people.
We flew home out of O'Hare. They don't even have a Platinum Lounge.
Oh, what?
Really?
I'm sitting at O'Hare in Chicago like a regular person at a gate.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Oof. Awful.
It was a reminder that I will never give up my Platinum card because that's how most people have to sit there for all airport visits.
Yeah.
Terrible. Mark Hockman.
I kind of enjoy sitting at the Rocco Tacos sometime and just dabbling with the normal people.
I don't like it at all.
Get people like Jimmy.
At Miami, you got to walk 6.5 miles to get to the damn lounge.
Yeah, but that's because they close. See, people, they don't know this. The SkyTrain that's been in repair mode for, I don't know, maybe 6 years?
17 years?
Well, yeah. they're actually doing that for everybody's benefit. They're trying to tackle obesity in Miami. And I commend the city of Miami. I commend the city of Miami. Very good. That I didn't know. Good job on them.
Worst airport in the nation.
100%.
Certainly in the argument.
Anyways, your weather.
Now listen, if you're flying and you don't have pre-check, take your shoes off so we know, okay?
Don't even wear laces.
Right. Give us some sort of symbol so we know that you're not pre-check.
Skechers slide-ins.
Right. I'll give you the side eye.
Jimmy actually has on Skechers slide-ins.
And socks.
You really wear those Skechers slide-ins? Do they work?
I love them.
Less you don't struggle. Have to bend down and tie your shoes?
No.
Wow.
Wasn't that Brett Favre? Brett Favre sold those?
No, Tony Romo, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't it Howie Long?
It may have been Forrest Gump.
Boy, his legs are strong. But his back's like a question mark.
Jimmy, you're not 72 years old. Wear normal shoes.
Jimmy, please. These are normal shoes.
Come on, man.
They made them for people who can't bend down and tie their shoes constantly.
Come on, Jimmy. What are you doing, bro? You only wear slip-on Skechers if you're 78 years old with back problems or if you're 475 pounds, can't bend over. What are you doing?
He's like 2 months away from wearing a robe to work.
I have it waiting in my closet.
You ain't wearing a damn salon. I won't go say nothing. He has on Skechers.
That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. They've got poker tonight at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Got a tournament starting at 6. Another one starting at 8. Well, Texas Hold'em at Funky Buddha. Just on the Hard Rock app right now. I'm looking for something to bet tonight. I'm jonesing to bet something. There's just nothing going on. I mean, there's MLB. I was in Chicago, so I was betting a lot of, you know, the Hard Rock app works in Chicago. So I was betting a lot of Cubs stuff. PCA, Pete Crow Anderson. I guess I can bet Marlins.
And your brother enjoys the gambling too, so.
He does, yes. He does. But he's old school. He doesn't do it on an app. He goes to a place and gets a ticket. He stops really? At a casino or off-track betting. Like, he is, you know, it was such a throwback to my dad. My dad, obviously, and he passed away before any of this stuff was on your phone. And I think smartphones weren't even around. But my dad, like, at his office, his entire office wall was just little post-it notes or taped, you know, phone numbers and like just like you wouldn't believe that he was running a business. And I'm at my brother's house for his 4th of July barbecue. And I say to his wife, hey, what's your Wi-Fi network? I say to my brother, what's your Wi-Fi network? And he's like, well, just what I just, you know, you're in the house, so it'll work. And I'm like, no, I mean, literally, he's only 3 years older than me. And he's like, no, you're in the house, so you're on the network. And I'm like, no, I'm not on the network. I'm trying to join the network, but it's locked. It needs a password. And he's like, you know, Susan, why is our internet locked? And I'm like, no, that's a good thing. You want it locked. You don't want to have your network just open for anybody. But he couldn't understand. So then I'm like, well, what is the password so I can get on the network? And Susan opens up a cabinet door that's got 50 post-it notes with all kinds of different, you know, passwords and codes. And long story short, I got the Wi-Fi network, but the Wi-Fi network is obviously named whatever it came out of the box as, because mm-hmm. like the network itself is, you know, PX1J. And the password is whatever they assigned them as well. But it was a throwback to my dad. But my brother is like a mirror image. And so he wouldn't know what to do with a gambling app. So he drives to off-track betting or the casino and puts in an actual paper ticket. That's the only way that he gambles.
Well, I feel terrible for Susan. Give her my love.
You don't even know the half of it, yeah.
But also, Hawk, I get hell by my kids because I write the grocery list on the back of my hand. Like, I get a pen and I walk around the kitchen and I see what we need. Oh, we need bread, and I write bread. Oh, we need strawberries, and I write the list on the back of my hand. And my two older kids always say, Daddy, you know you have a note, the note tab on your iPhone. I know there's a note tab, but I don't want to use a note tab. I've been writing the list on the back of my damn hand for 30 years. I'm going to write the list on the back of my damn hand for another 30 years.
Yeah, Lori uses an app. There's a grocery list app that she uses where you can check it off, and then if you do, you know, want it on the list again or whatever. I do the, hey, it's why I don't have a case on my phone. Don't drop your phone. I don't need a case because I'm not going to drop my phone. I tell myself not to drop the phone. When I'm going to the grocery store, I look through the cabinets and the fridge, and I go, I need this, this, and this. Don't forget. And then I go to the grocery store, and I don't forget.
Not now, buddy.
That's right. Not now, grocery list. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Tuesday anniversary, 15th anniversary of the LeBron James decision. What a night that was 15 years ago, just a few hours from now. What a night that was for Miami Heat fans. Changed the franchise forever. And I celebrated it on the Jersey Shore at a rainforest cafe, watching with no sound. All right, everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Allow your socks to divorce and remarry.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.